in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today conceded his administration, in his words, screwed up the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on the president's last news conference before taking off for holiday break in Hawaii.
Obama met with reporters for just over an hour, and while he was pressed on his declining poll numbers and what went wrong this year, he preferred to accentuate the positive. He said more than 500,000 people have signed up for health insurance through the healthcare.gov website in the first 3 months of December.
All told, millions of Americans, despite the problems with the website, are now poised to be covered by quality, affordable health insurance come New Year's Day.
The president also pointed to numbers just released by the government showing the economy grew at a faster than previously reported rate in the third quarter. He said 2014 could be a breakthrough year for the country. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Federal judge has struck down a ban on same-sex marriage in Utah, ruling it unconstitutional. U.S. District Court judge today in a 53-page ruling calling the state law passed by voters in 2004 for a violation of the rights of gay and lesbian couples' right to due process and equal protection under the 14th Amendment. Shelby said the state also failed to show allowing same-sex marriage would affect opposite-sex marriages. Attorneys from the state argued Utah law promotes the state's interest in responsible procreation. Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a healthy rate of 4.1% during the third quarter. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports consumer spending turned out to be a lot higher than first thought.
The government recently estimated that the economy expanded by 3.6% in July, August, and September, but now the Commerce Department says growth was actually higher than that, reaching levels not seen since 2011. And a surprising amount of the growth came from higher consumer spending, especially on healthcare, housing, and autos. The government had previously attributed much of the economic expansion in the quarter to a buildup in inventories, and economists predicted that growth would slow toward the end of this year. They're still saying that, but the increase in consumer spending suggests that the upturn in growth may have a more solid foundation than first believed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Nationwide, hiring appears to be picking up, at least that's according to the latest Labor Department figures, showing that unemployment rates either fell or were unchanged in all 50 states in November. Employers actually adding jobs in 43 states and cutting jobs in just 7. California, Texas, and Indiana reported the largest job gains, employers adding an average of 204,000 jobs from August through November. The national unemployment rate last month fell to 7%. That's a 5-year low. An up end of the week for Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 42 points today to close at 16,221. That was a record. The Nasdaq was up 46 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 8 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A federal magistrate in Kansas says an avionics technician charged with plotting to bomb the airport there should not be released since he poses a public danger. Judge also ruling in a hearing for Terry Lee Lowen that the 58-year-old possesses a flight risk. Lowen faces charges of attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted use of an explosive device. He's also charged with material support to Al-Qaeda. Lowen was arrested earlier this month after an undercover sting operation. Former NBA star Dennis Rodman is putting together a basketball team in North Korea. He's on his third trip to the reclusive nation this year. From Seoul, Jason Strother reports Rodman's hoping to bring more American athletes with him again next year.
Rodman told reporters in Pyongyang that he's planning to put on an exhibition game there on January 8th. It would be to mark the birthday of the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, a man Rodman calls a friend. He says he's still trying to convince other retired NBA stars to come to North Korea. The Basketball Hall of Famer is holding tryouts for a local team to take on the athletes. Last week, Pyongyang announced the execution of Jang Song-taek, the young ruler's uncle. There's concern here in South Korea that the purge could lead to instability or military provocations. Rodman says he's not in North Korea to discuss politics. He's just trying to improve relations with the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
A pair of Chinese scientists are facing allegations they stole seeds developed by a U.S. bioscience company, later giving them to members of a visiting delegation from China. Federal grand jury in Kansas issuing federal indictments today. Each was indicted on one count of conspiracy to steal trade secrets and theft of trade secrets. The seeds were reportedly confiscated from members of the delegation before they flew home. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.